Hey there guys, it is Nolan Walker and Jason here. We are going to go over funnels today. A very hot topic. Basically, what is funneling? What is a funnel? And I don't know where to start with this one because it's all, yeah. I mean, so we'll start by saying it's repackaged words.
Basically. It's repackaged marketing and sales that people have been doing forever.
So we're not bashing funnels, right? Yeah, we like all the stuff that's in it, but understand that, and we'll go into the nuances of it, but basically when they're talking about funneling, it's getting awareness, getting people interested, having them buy, getting reviews, and becoming advocates for your company, right? Referrals. So get found, I wrote down some things. Get found at the top, create interest, then get more information, whether it's infographics or videos. Yeah.
Infographics, drip emails, videos, whatever it is.
Then become a client, and then write a review, and then refer you to people, right?
Right. So if you've been in business for any time at all, you've already been doing all of this. It's if you're successful,
yeah,
you've been doing it.
There you go.
So, yeah, let's put it that
there
way.
There you go. Yeah, more successful marketers have been doing this for a long time. So yeah, so it's not something that most people do, but it sounds fancy. So we could come up with something like right now and say Mo Fantastic Marketing. Mo Fantastic Marketing. We just found it, right?
There you go. We invented a buzzword.
Yeah.
Mo just Fantastic. Right here.
Mo Better Marketing.
Mo Better Marketing.
There you go.
But funneling, it's repackaged.
It's repackaged buzzword. Propaganda for how to do stuff. Now, it can get different. So there's like, well, wait a minute, Nolan. Funneling, do all this stuff. So it's a broad word used to describe marketing, and it sounds new. But and I won't mention the company's name, but this kind of started with one company who did a really good job of marketing their service.
Right.
Right?
They effectively used all the steps that they're talking about to get their name out there.
They did. Yeah, they've used a lot of that. And then they hired some really high-end people for stuff like YouTube ads and stuff like that. Yeah. And then this phrase funneling became viral, basically, within marketing.
The name they invented for themselves became, I mean, it's what you
it
want.
Became
it's
a word, yeah.
It's Kleenex. Yeah. It became the word for, it replaced.
Q-tip.
Yeah, the Q-tip
or
whatever.
Give me a Q-tip. Give me some chapstick, right?
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
So let's talk about pieces of that. Hang on, I'm stuck. There we go. Let's talk about pieces of that. And okay, so if you have funneling and it's in a website, let's talk about what it is in the website.
Okay.
So so first you need to get found.
Right.
So how do you get found?
SEO.
That's SEO. Or paid advertising.
Pay-per-click.
So get found is SEO, and what do you need to do that? Well, you need proper websites and content and all that stuff.
Content, design, code, all the stuff
so
that we always talk about.
So that's the top of the funnel from the organic side or the online search engine side, right?
Right, right.
So search engine side of the funnel is to get found. How do you get found? You either pay for clicks or get optimized or get up on mapping. Stuff like that.
Right.
Right. Which we've done all this stuff for years, guys, and it's interesting to talk about it, but it always bothers me when there's all this shrouded stuff, like people call and go, oh, we do SEO, we do online marketing, we'll get you up. You need leads? We got it, you know? It's fantastic. And then it was like, oh yeah, I need SEO, I need funneling, I need leads. What is that? Oh, it's too much, you wouldn't understand it.
We'll handle it.
So anyway, funneling is a word that describes this. And then the next thing on it for organic would be how do you create interest? So like content, pictures.
Content, design. If you're talking about it on a website, you do that with good
videos.
Content, good design, photos, videos.
Infographics.
Anything that grabs your potential customer's attention, gets them to stay on your site read about you and your service.
You could get them an email capture on the website too.
That too.
Then you could do a funnel and like drip email them.
Right.
But drip doesn't sound good anymore because that was so like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not doing drip emails anymore.
Yeah.
We're doing funnels.
We're doing funnels.
Oh, by the way, it's exactly the same thing.
Oh, by the way, it's a website with drip emails included. with pictures and videos.
Whoa, wow, that sounds just
so. Again, we're not bashing. It's just like, hey, do you need proper Mobetta marketing? We got it. We got that. So,
we've been doing that for people for years.
Yeah, so it's proper web marketing. Now, what's interesting about it? I'll stop the funnel process for the web work. What's interesting about it is the companies that sell the packaged stuff. It doesn't work as well. Oops, I wonder why, because it's cookie cutter for anybody.
Right.
So once you go in and you're like, oh, I'm going to get a complete funneling system. Well, okay. So you're going to get a template, attempt to write content and optimize and do all the code base. And then you're going to get people to funnel in through an email drip.
Right.
Well, that's great. How do you get found, Jason, if it's all cookie cutter nonsense that's on lowbrow stuff? That's all of a sudden tough, right?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, you can pay some silver tongued guy that called you and have him spend thousands of dollars on paid advertising.
Right.
Right? And then they got the funnel, though.
They got the funnel.
Missing something here. This sounds
expensive.
My paid
advertising goes into the funnel and things just whirl around and I make a sale.
And then customers drip out the end of it continually. So, yeah, but then we just throw more on top of the funnel.
Right.
But how do you get that if you bought somebody's program and it lacked all the details that Google grades to optimize you?
You got to... spend more money.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, more money. All right. Yeah. So then when you call
up... More money, more better.
Yeah, more money. More money, more better. So you ever have guys call and as a client, and we don't do this to people here, by the way, but I know this happens because I've talked to so many people over the years. Yeah. They call up and they say, they'll say, hey, this is Nolan. Hey, I'm sorry. I don't mean to bug you guys. I know y'all are really fancy web geeks there that shouldn't be bothered much, but I'm just not getting results off of it. And then the attitude back is, oh, Nolan, we're sorry that you're so cheap. You need to spend more money, bro.
Right.
We have clients that spend more money. You're not really with those cool kids over there. So we're just going to, yeah. So you can't complain, because if you spent more money, it'd be better, you know?
Yeah. And...
There's some truth there.
If you spend more money, but you will get more services.
The point is if somebody's selling you cookie cutter crud and hasn't done a good job, and all they can do is pay for advertising only, we're full digital marketing. We can help you with AdWords spend, Facebook spend, all of that. But they bought a funneling system and gave you a cheap template and then expected to fill the funnel with what? All your cash? You know? You throw enough cash in the top of this funnel and customers will... Miraculously, they'll just appear.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are companies out there that their sales technique is to sign you up for a low fee, and then when you call dissatisfied with your results, as he said, they raise you up, and then they just pay for pay per click.
The ones that I don't like are the ones that don't ever consider organic.
Right.
Because organic's less expensive. It always has been.
Right.
And somebody calls up and go, oh, we're lead-based for this specific vertical. It's like, oh, okay, you are. Yeah, but all I know how to do is take your money and feed it back into paid ads only.
Right.
And then I use one small aspect of all marketing, which is this tiny funneling system that we developed that really isn't that highbrow, but I feel brilliant about that I did it. And so then they're selling it to you like it's some sort of fantastic gizmos, secret sauce.
And again, paid advertising is good. It generates business. It's not a bad thing. But as with, we talked about on another session,
funnel flaws.
Yeah, that's good.
I like that.
One of the things we talked about was the one-hit wonder, is that the people that call you and just have one thing to sell you. And
we should funnel. We should do mapping only. We should do, what was the other one? AdWords only.
AdWords only.
AdWords only. Mapping only. Hey, you need citations. The citations will fix everything. Well, no, they don't.
They'll fix one thing.
They'll fix one thing. Yeah. And then Google's going to grade everything. We do lots of things so that you get a better overall grade.
Right.
But one point from one little section when there's dozens and hundreds of them doesn't make you successful.
Right.
Right?
And I mean, and the cool thing is, we come at it, you need a multi-pronged approach to marketing, and we do that. And what the cool thing, the thing I do like about funneling
would be that if
is
it was
that
done properly.
Yeah, if funneling's done properly, it is all of those things feeding into the funnel.
It is that if it's done properly. I'm pointing out a funnel flaw,
which is
the fact that the funnel system, if it comes with cookie cutter crud, defeats the entire purpose of the funnel, which was to have expert marketing. Mo better marketing.
Because if you've only got one thing feeding the funnel, you don't have enough going in. The whole point is it's shaped
and
like this. Lots goes in the top.
Dumping money into the top of the thing.
Right.
Yeah, which is fine, but if that's the only thing, it's going to break. It's going to be tough. I've dealt with enough business to be tough. So once, I'm going to go back to it. So once they get more info can be content. It can be reviews even. It could be videos. It could be emails and different stuff sent to them. Then they become a client, right?
Right.
And then, so there's conversion stuff and all that helped them convert. And then after they're a client, they're a fan or give a review. And then after the review, hopefully they're a referral base for you.
Right.
And so as you fill the funnel and get more clients, then the return gets better and better because you not only have repeat clients, but you have a referral base of people, fans that like you, that advocate you and tell their friends about you.
Right, right.
So this happens with a lot of companies. They can get like massive businesses running and then they're feeding the funnel. And as it goes, the funnel really stays there, but their client base just continues to grow.
Right.
And they're not putting hardly as many in as they used to. And they're doing tons of work now based upon this continued activity.
Right.
And then the other thing on funneling that I want to go into is like, so we talked about organic and design and content. Man, guys, there's other videos that we don't need to go into here, but that you should listen to about what is SEO if you want to go into that. But
right.
So let's talk about social media because I see this stuff on social media all the time.
Yeah, we've been seeing an explosion of people acting as if social media and funneling are the same thing almost.
I want to say something. I started painting curbs and mowing lawns in my teenage years. And then I did another business and another business and another business. So I don't have a problem necessarily with somebody young sitting at home and trying to do marketing for other people.
Right.
The issue that I have is that when I mowed a lawn, I mowed it well. You know, if I put in a security system, which I had, I did it well. I had this business, I do it well. The issue that I have with it is that there's two different types of people that call you or that come in front of your face, maybe three. There's the people that just call everybody.
Right.
And you don't see those on social media much, like the telemarketers. Their work is almost always bad. And when I say almost always, I'm going to say like 99% of the time. And then you have a smaller faction of people that might go up in front of you in social media. So it's a kid at home that put up an ad and they're in front of you. And there's like an expert in such and such vertical, you know, we can help you with funneling and fancy click term, you know, fancy, what is this? These industry buzzwords.
Yeah, but very buzzword compliant.
These buzzy
ads.
Words that are new. Like funneling, if you don't have it, you're nobody, you're forgotten. And the issue I have with them is that they're not experts at the field. So they buy these programs, excuse me, they buy the programs, they get in front of small business. You guys don't know what it is. A lot of this is propaganda, right? To shroud and confuse.
I mean, what is a social media expert? I mean, there's not a school for that.
Unfortunately, 99% of the time is someone that is ballsy enough to put up an ad, cocky, doesn't know much usually.
Yeah.
That person's never run a business, never had to get a rate of return. Why would you do? I mean, I've done small business my whole life. They call and talk to somebody. It's emasculating, by the way, to call and talk to somebody, some youngster that claims that they're going to help you. Oh, don't worry, sir. Give me your money. We'll get the return. It'll be okay. I understand how business works. You just throw money to me. I work off a laptop on a beach in a developing country. Right? It's common, man. It's common.
It is. And we have no resources here.
Yeah.
Because of our own efforts to hire for social media.
There's
for
two dozen
our own
fantastic people in the other rooms out here.
Yeah. And we've had to sift a lot of freaking nuggets to get good people to do this stuff in our office. And we had our own struggles with this, so we get it.
So you pay for it's not that it's impossible because we have a firm here. But I can tell you this, we pay for the resources as much as we can to get the best people in here, and you're paying to hopefully get that for you. whether someone's working on a paid social media, on organic optimization, on AdWords management, all the things that we do well here for clients, you typically are getting hit up by either companies that dredge the ocean and call you and telemarket, or these kids that bought a program that are sitting at home with no resources or on the beach of some developing country.
Right.
And I'm telling you, they don't have the resource base, which is the whole reason you hired them. So the resource base makes your marketing cheaper, right? Supposed to. Supposed to make each lead cost less, rate of return
right.
on your marketing dollar. It's supposed to it's supposed to do all those things. And then you know, we got somebody knocking the door, guys, in our studio. It's locked though, so we're gonna let them knock. And
there's a
on.
Sign on the door.
Yeah, don't there knock. Is. It's okay. We're gonna keep going though, because I'm not gonna edit this out. Anyway,
it's raw. It's real.
Yeah. So you're supposed to contact a marketing agency, and they're supposed to do work for you that gets a great return. And if they do great work and it's skilled, then that's what happens. You get the organic to show up. You get your AdWords to do better. You get your social media to work. When you just throw money at somebody that doesn't have skill sets, which is most people, and I'll commend you for listening, right? You're listening to this because you're seeking it out, because you have been messed around. I hear it every single day. So I know this because it's been 8 years now, and I've talked to thousands of business owners. We have hundreds of clients, satisfied clients, and they've all been messed around. So you wouldn't take the time to listen to this, to watch this, unless that had occurred. And it's occurred for these reasons, and that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
And so what were the keywords that came? Mo Better Marketing. And Funnel Flaws.
Funnel Flaws is now the title of this one. That's the title. That wasn't what we started, but we thought of it.
There's nothing wrong with the process. It's the propaganda behind all of it, guys.
Right.
And then it's the process. I guess there's a problem if the process has templates and junk stuff with it, with unexperienced operators.
Yeah. That's the thing. Funnels are not a magic thing. They are just a series of steps that are marketing and sales 101. It's just normal process.
A great name that somebody came up with.
Yeah. But every step has to be done properly or the whole thing falls apart.
You really, guys, just need proper marketing. That's all you've ever
to get
needed.
A lot to come out of the bottom of the funnel. I mean, it's shaped like this, like I said before. So that means a lot of stuff has to be poured in the top to get a steady stream out the bottom. If you only got one little trickle coming in the top, that's all that's going to come out the bottom.
How can you do that with unskilled labor and a one-sided deal? Because the people that are doing the funneling, from what I can see, are trying to do one thing.
Yeah. It's always funnels, and it turns out it's a social media campaign.
If you got lots of emails, then it would work.
Yeah. A social media campaign by itself is not a bad thing, but it has to be in conjunction with your full multi-pronged effort.
Yeah, and even somebody that does social media all day long, I can't tell you this. This is a whole different topic. We need to do this one. Remind me to do one for social media.
Social media experts. Social media.
Claim to be social media experts, Jason, what percentage do you think actually are productive for the client and know what they're doing?
It's a really small
number. It's a small number, guys. You know how we know? And you know why he did that? It's all these loaded questions and inside jokes, but
yeah.
We've hired them.
You know, we hired them. When we first started trying to do this ourselves, we hired people in, and they said, "Hey, come up with a plan for this, this, this," and they come back a week later, and it's not an idea. It's barely a notion, and there's no meat to
it.
There's nothing actionable.
No meat. And so we end up upping and upping and upping the amount of money we pay for somebody until we finally get someone that's on a whole different level than people that claim to be good at marketing for social media.
Right.
It's no different than people that claim to be good at SEO. There's almost none available, you know. But how can they do that if all they did was buy one little course and try to throw a bunch of fluffy industry click words at you?
Right,
you
know? Right.
They barely know it better. And you can kind of gut check, feel it, you know. It's just that one guy or girl with a screw loose cocky enough to do it. Unethical.
Think about the conversation you had on the phone with one of these people. Yeah. And if at the end of the conversation they said a lot of things that sounded good, but you don't actually know what they said they were going to do, you might have a problem. Yeah,
so one thing I try to do different, and we'll wrap up here, but one thing, it's been 20 minutes. It's a good, one. One thing we try to do differently here is explain this stuff to the client base. I want you to understand it. I want you to make an informed decision. I want you to call some clients and look at our work. You know, you should be able to gut check feels like, oh man, their website's fantastic. The videos are good. I like the social format. I like these the stuff that we listen to. I like the way that they explain things as fully as they can. And we could go in deeper dives, but it does get boring after a while. But I want you to understand where this stuff comes from, why it's important. You need to know enough about it so that you can run your business and make money, you know. But yeah, we do funneling. It's called better marketing.
It's called marketing.
Yeah.
It's called marketing and
it's
sales.
It's called a fantastic digital marketing agency that's been worked on for 8 years as a leader in our field. That's what it is, right?
Right.
So we can help you with all of it. I hope you enjoyed our discussion on funneling. And we hope to hear from you soon. Give us a call. If you like the video, if you listen to this in podcast format, like us however you listen to it, please. And call us when you're ready.
See ya.
Bye, guys.